Thank you for standing by. This is the conference operator. Welcome to the Empire Industries 2019 and first quarter 2020 results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode and the conference is being recorded. After the presentation, there'll be an opportunity to ask questions. To join the question queue, you may press star, then one on your telephone keypad. Should you need assistance during the conference call, you may signal an operator by pressing star and zero. I will now hand the call over to Mr. Alan Francis, Vice President of Corporate Affairs and Administration for Empire Industries. Please go ahead.
Hello, and welcome to Empire Industries 2019 and first quarter 2020 investors conference call. Today, we will have information presented by Guy Nelson, Executive Chairman and CEO of Empire Industries. Immediately after his presentation, Michael Martin, Empire's Chief Financial Officer, Ho Wang, Dynamic Attractions Chief Operating Officer, and myself will join him and be available to respond to any questions. First, here are a couple of housekeeping notices. If you'd like more information about Empire or to receive regular updates, please let me know. You can find my contact information on any of Empire's news releases. Today's call is being recorded. The recording will be available on our website tomorrow. We remind you that our remarks may include forward-looking statements that are subject to important risks and uncertainties. For more information on these risks and uncertainties, please see the reader advisor at the bottom of our results news release, as well as in our MD&A. You can find these on our website and on SEDAR. The company's actual performance could differ materially from these statements. Empire is in the themed entertainment industry. Our specialty is designing and building the iconic centerpiece rides and theme parks. In fact, you may have ridden our rides without knowing it because we work confidentially with global theme park operators to create many of the world's most popular attractions. In addition to Orlando and California, our rides are also in theme parks located around the world, including Japan, Korea, China, Macau, France, Russia, and the Middle East. We have been working hard to enter the rapidly growing tourist location-based entertainment market with an incredible high-fidelity guest experience. This will be through a partnership. This initiative, we will be partnering with and operate our attractions, thereby earning a long-term, predictable, recurring, and growing revenue stream. We're proud to say that Empire was selected as a 2020 TSX Venture 50 company. The 2020 TSX Venture 50 is a ranking of top performers on the TSX Venture Exchange over the past year. The ranking is comprised of 10 companies from each of five industry sectors, with Empire being selected in a diversified industry category. Selection was based on three equally weighted criteria: share price, trading volume, and market capitalization. I'll now hand the call over to Guy Nelson, our Executive Chairman and CEO, for his presentation. Guy?
Thanks, Alan. Good morning, everyone. We filed our 2019 audited statements along with the first quarter of 2020 results this past Friday. There are over 80 pages of detailed disclosure with these filings. There's a tremendous amount of anxiety about the economy in general and about the pandemic in particular. So I'd like to provide my take on what the company sees as important at this juncture. I will identify some of the financial metrics on the call this morning, but I want to focus more on the important matters from the company's perspective because we feel fortunate to be in the position we're in and expect to turn the corner and return to profitability in 2020. No small feat in this challenging environment. 2019 was another challenging year for the company, but we are seeing an improvement in our profitability trending in the first quarter of 2020. EBITDA was nil in Q1 2020 compared to a loss of $5.3 million from continuing operations in the prior year. Cash flow loss was much reduced in Q1 2020 to $1 million as compared to a loss from continuing operations of $13.1 million in the prior year. The $6.7 million loss from discontinued operations in steel fabrication is behind us. Most importantly, cash on hand remains at a respectable level of $11.2 million at the end of March 2020. There are six key attributes to our value proposition: a strong backlog of contracts and a good base of business. Secondly, an industry-leading proprietary and innovative product line. Third, a unique manufacturing processes and capabilities for the ride supply industry. Fourth, a cost structure that has been right-sized significantly to match the slower pace of required deliveries. Fifth, improved liquidity. And sixth, our co-venture opportunities. The non-recurring losses from first-generation jobs exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic and the cost of discontinued operations can overshadow these important business fundamentals, so I want to address each of them in turn. First of all, our business base is strong. Excluding first-generation rides and discontinued operations, we've averaged over $100 million in revenue with EBITDA margin of 14% in each of the last 5 years. That is the foundation on which our ride manufacturing business is built. We've used this base of business to develop a world-class proprietary product portfolio with extremely high barriers to entry and at the start of its life cycle. Unquestionably, this new product line has been expensive to develop, but with those developmental costs behind us, this product line will facilitate replenishment of backlog and strengthen the quality of our base business in an increasingly profitable way. Empire is a key global supplier to two of the largest global theme park operators, as well as several other top-tier theme park operators. This is going to be particularly important for Empire in the coming years, as COVID-19 will undoubtedly change the landscape of the global theme park industry. Focusing on our established relationship with the strongest customers in the industry will help shield us from any fallout as all theme parks adapt to the new normal. We currently have almost 2 years of work in our contract backlog based on current capacity. This will help carry us through the upcoming period of uncertainty in the theme park industry while parks reassess their capital spending plans in light of COVID-19. As of now, 37% of the $218 million of backlog at March 31, 2020 is on hold because of client-initiated delays. The company is not anticipating working on these delayed contracts in 2020, but is projecting that work will resume on these projects throughout 2021. In the meantime, we're operating to our adjusted capacity in 2020. The second powerful aspect of Empire's business that I would like to highlight is the company's industry-leading innovative product line. The company recognizes the criticality of continuing to develop its ride products, and it also recognizes that by melding its expenses on R&D and IP creation with its ride manufacturing company in the past, that we've been doing this a disservice to both by understating the profitability of the ride manufacturing company and not being able to properly value the value of the know-how and the IP created as we develop new products. The pandemic has forced the company to fix this problem. As we have reported in prior periods, the company has won the best new attraction concept 4 years in a row. This has never been accomplished before in the industry. What is not as well known is that we won 3 awards in 2019 for the same ride that was actually commissioned and operated in 2019. We're the undisputed global leaders for putting guests on moving robots as the core aspect of the media-based attractions motion-based. This is a different category than the 4 concept awards of prior years because it is for rides that have been opened in the year, not just a great concept. 2 of our concept awards will be completed in 2020, and 1 of the concept awards will be commissioned in early 2021. It will be the successful commissioning of these 3 rides, plus the award-winning robotic ride we commissioned last year, that will be the foundation of future sales for the ride division. There's additional hidden value in the production processes and delivery procedures and organizational elements that have been put in place over the past 3 years as we productized our operations and moved from one-off project-based fabrication business. The company's internal processes and capabilities position Dynamic Attractions as a unique full-service solutions provider to all the leading global attraction and theme park operators. There's only a handful of companies in the world with this level of end-to-end vertically integrated capability and experience. Empire's improved cost structure is the third fundamental I want to spotlight. The pandemic has focused our attention on aligning our cost structure with the more cautious approach to capital spending of our customers. The company has undertaken extensive organization-wide rationalization and cost reduction initiatives to eliminate non-core activities, reduce overhead, as well as identifying and implementing design, procurement, and production efficiencies and facility cost reductions. There have been $13 million of costs removed from its operations, adjusting its ride business organization from a high of 400 a few years ago to 300 just before the pandemic, and will make further adjustments as required corresponding to market direction. The effect of this initiative is to improve our productivity by driving our overhead, both indirect overhead and SG&A, to a targeted level approaching under 25% of sales instead of the historical streamlined and our facility, sorry, instead of the historical level of over 30% of sales. Our manufacturing division's production line has been completely streamlined and our facility footprint reduced materially in both Vancouver and Orlando to match what we see as the market demand going forward. The next item I want to share with you is Empire's liquidity and has been substantially improved in 2019. We accomplished this in three ways. We closed a $38.5 million debt financing with a wholly owned subsidiary of a Fortune 500 company in Q2 2019. We raised $19 million of common equity through private placements, warrant exercises, and the conversion of preferred shares. We raised $3 million through the sale of Tornado Global Hydrovac common shares. The debt financing allowed us to reduce our trade payables by $16.6 million, thereby improving our supply chain relationships. This will help us with cost-efficient procurement in 2020 and beyond. The other liquidity that was raised in 2019 will be available for deployment throughout 2020 to keep our revenue-generating projects on plan, even in the face of COVID-19 restrictions. We anticipate further financing actions in 2020 and are collaboratively working with our senior lender to match their debt maturity to several contract completion and holdback releases that almost entirely match the amount of debt owed. The sixth and final attribute of our business proposition that I will mention might be one of your favorites, co-ventures. The company is bullish on its ability to penetrate the tourist-based entertainment market with its world-class attractions, especially its flying theater. The company's co-venture strategy is perfectly suited to capitalize on in a post-pandemic world where attraction affordability and guest satisfaction will be the two critical success factors. Empire holds an option to acquire a 50% share of the flying theater attraction currently being built in Tennessee at the island in Pigeon Forge, the sixth most popular theme park in the U.S., according to TripAdvisor. This is an option that the company plans to exercise using equity. This co-venture attraction is scheduled to open in spring of 2021. In 2019, Empire reacquired the 26.5% non-controlled interest of its co-venture division, making it a wholly owned subsidiary of Empire. This increases the benefit of co-venture profits to Empire shareholders. The co-venture team is working on some incredibly exciting projects that we hope to bring to market as soon as they can be negotiated with the various prospective co-venture partners and financially structured in a way to make them affordable for our company. The long-term financial success of our prior flying theaters built by the company, leveraging our world-class proprietary IP and the technology that we've generated, is one of the reasons that future capital requirements will tend to attract project financing, especially after our first co-venture opens in the spring of 2021. So those are the fundamentals of Empire's business. In 2019, they were overshadowed somewhat by losses incurred due to our investment in innovative products as part of our first-generation contracts and our discontinued steel fabrication business unit. The first-generation contracts are coming to a close. They now only represent 6% of our current contract backlog, and any expected future losses on these contracts has been fully accrued in 2019. As such, we don't anticipate any further impact of these jobs in 2020 or beyond. The structural steel fabrication operations is fully shut down with some final wrap-up in the last contract and business. In conclusion, we're excited about the successful commissioning of our innovative first-generation products, 2 years of contract backlog, a stronger balance sheet, and our ongoing progress in the co-venture market will position us to enter the post-pandemic world as a leader in the attraction supply industry. We believe that the sound fundamentals of our base business, together with the future opportunities of co-ventures, represents a place where shareholder value will be increased going forward. For sure, there will be challenges to overcome, but I'm confident our management team is up for the challenge and focused on making our strategy come to life. Thank you for participating in today's call. Despite some incredibly challenging circumstances, Empire's on the right path. We have a strong base of business, a proprietary product line, high barriers to entry, and a great growth potential of recurring profit with our co-venture subsidiary, leveraging our IP in numerous tourist-based locations around the world. This is all supported with a share structure that is 50% owned by insiders and 25% owned by engaged high-net-worth investors. Empire's strategy, experience, and resources positions us well for 2020 and beyond. As Alan mentioned earlier, you can reach us by emailing him. Alan's email is on the website, which is empind.com. Tomorrow you'll find a copy of this recording of this conference call on the website as well. Thanks again.
This concludes today's conference call. You may disconnect your lines. Thank you for participating and have a pleasant day.